24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Live from New York and broadcasted worldwide
on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Amazon Echo, Apple TV, Siri, and all mobile streaming devices.
Welcome to Productivity 360, your platform for all things productivity.
With your host, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph,
a.k.a. Mr. Productivity. It's time to talk productive.
Welcome to Productivity 360, folks. I'm your man, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, right here every Friday on Bashani and worldwide, reaching the masses through our internet portals and our app. Listen, folks, I'm super excited to be bringing you another installment of Productivity 360. Thank you for all of you who've been chiming in, who've been leaving messages, asking questions, and also commenting and leaving your responses. It is important to me to make sure that I bring you the best and the brightest from all around the world in everything productive. So today, I know many of you are wondering what is going on this day and how are you feeling and what is the next day going to look like. In the midst of chaos, remember I told you that's where structure, order, and clarity comes. And with clarity comes confidence. Today I'm going to share with you, in the midst of this chaotic time, something that was given to me quite some time ago, but I wanted to share it with you. A little devotional that I did many years back. And it's called Following God's Order and Putting All Things Together. Following God's order and putting it all together. Now, I know this is not my normal programming, but I want to share this with you because I think it is so relevant to today. I want to talk to you today from the thought process and the pattern that everything we need to succeed here on earth has already been given to us. I hope that you all are picking up what I'm putting down right off the top. Because I said everything that we need to succeed has already been given to us. I want to discuss being people of action that exemplify the life, the love, and the leadership of Christ. You see, there are six watchwords that I want to share with you today. Now, remember this. It is with Jesus that we can celebrate life, and only through Christ does the God kind of life come to us. So again, these are my thoughts and a devotional that I'm sharing with you from many, many years ago. I have a principle. I call it the TOA map principle. It is founded and based off of this. Out of Colossians 3, the first chapter, or Colossians 3, verses 1 through 4, it says, since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also appear with him in glory. Now, I purposely read that slowly so that you can pick up what I'm about to put down. The first principle that I want to share with you out of the TOA map principle is the principle of transparency. It is the first watchword that I would like to share with you on today. And as people, it is imperative that we practice what I call transparency, the same way as the Bible talks about pride coming before the fall. You see, in the scripture here, I want to point out to you that God is calling us as people to be transparent. People, friends, family, your congregation, your neighborhood, your community, the nation, the world, all of these people must be able to see straight through you to Christ. It can't be so cluttered and crowded that people can't see Christ. Because remember, the whole topic here is following God's order and putting it all together. So the goal ought to be seeing Christ. You are transparent that Christ is illuminated in you. Well, let me share this scripture with you. John 14, 7, it says, if you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from henceforth, you know him and have seen him. Take that same thing and read it from the Amplified. If you had known me, he learned to recognize me, you would also have known my Father. From now on, you know him and have seen him. Let's read Colossians 3, verses 9 through 14. It says, don't lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, or free. But Christ is all and is in all. Listen to me very clearly. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, clothe yourself with kindness, clothe yourself with humility, clothe yourself with gentleness, and clothe yourself with patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds with all together in perfect unity. That's just the first principle, folks. I want to share with you the principle of transparency is not something that comes and goes. It's something that we must have in, with, and through us. The second principle, that would be accountability. The second watchword is accountability, and let me share it with you. We are all, now let me say that again, A-L-L, capital A with two hockey sticks, folks. We're all God's children, and we are all called to a higher standard. We are not here to simply fulfill our own agendas, but assemble together to be about our Father's business. Just as Jesus was accountable to God, we are to be accountable to him. Every principle that I'm sharing with you can be used and seen in your life. Whether you're talking just life in general, business, relationships, marriage, finance, your future, every one of these principles will apply. Let me take you to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 11, verses 1 through 3. It says, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Now I praise you, brethren, that ye remember me in all things and keep the ordinances as I delivered them to you. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of every woman is man, and the head of Christ is God. So the takeaway here is that we must be accountable in all areas of our lives to include faith, family, finances, and future. You know, I'm reminded in the Bible, it says that we walk by faith, we talk by faith, we live by faith. Family is the most important unit on the planet. So it amazes me how we allow our family unit to be torn down by outside things. But when we have the right perspective on our finances, utilizing our finances as a tool and not a toy, we will then come to the understanding of our future, and our future should be held in him. So again, let me break that down to you. Walking by faith, talking by faith, living by faith. That's the faith aspect. Family, recognizing that your family is the most important unit on the planet. And then when you understand the right perspective on your finances, maximizing your finances as a tool and not a toy, then and only then you begin to understand that your future truly is wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in him. So let me talk about the elephant in the room, debt. Proverbs, the 22nd chapter, verse 7, says the rich ruler over the poor. The rich ruleth over the poor. I'm going to say that three times. The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. Uh-oh, one more time. Read that again. Proverbs 22, verse 7. It says, the rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. Hebrews 7. Let's go a little deeper. Verses 1 through 3. It says, this Melchizedek was a king of Salem and priest of God Most High. He met Abraham returning from the defeat of the kings and blessed him, and Abraham gave him a tenth of everything. First, the name Melchizedek means king of righteousness. Then also king of Salem means king of peace. So without father or mother, without genealogy, without beginning or days or end of life resembling the Son of God, he remains a priest forever. Uh-oh. I know, a little bit of confusion. Let me bring it down a little bit further for you. Hebrews 11, verse 8 through 10, it says, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive from an inheritance, he obeyed and he went out not knowing whether he went. That means he walked by faith. And then by faith, he sojourned in a land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob and the heirs with him of the same promise. Oh, my goodness. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builders and maker is God. I'm loving this already, folks. So we talked about transparency. We talked about accountability. Let's jump into that third principle of the whole thing that I'm trying to show you guys. All right, let's get into it. Organization. Organization is the third watchword that I would like to share with you. You see, in life, we can decide to live in chaos or we can live in harmony, where order, structure, and discipline prevail. Ooh, I know I said a bad word to some people right now. Order, structure, and discipline prevails. And as people, we need a map, M-A-P, to being and becoming the great people of God that we have been called to be. So let me share the map with you. Now, first, I shared with you the TOA. That's transparency, that's accountability, and organization. Let me show the map to you. The fourth principle is mentality. Mentality is that fourth watchword that I want to share with you. Everything starts with belief. Whether you believe it or not, it starts with belief. How you think will determine how you act, which will determine how you feel, and ultimately how you will live. So guard your thought and guard your heart. Proverbs 23:7, it says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. I know. We have some people who are listening to me right now, and they're saying, I know a couple of them folk. Uh-oh, I might be one of those folks. Well, let me help you. Philippians, the 2nd chapter, the 5th verse. It says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Don't take on your own mind, because your mind may take you to the reprobate side. You need the mind of Christ to help you get out of crisis, to help you to stop struggling, to help you to get out of tough times and anything else that you may find yourself in. Well, let's jump on to Philippians, the 4th chapter, verse 8. And it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Isn't it amazing how you can get direction on the things to think? And if you just simply do that, then you'll start seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. Oh, well, let's move from the M in the map to the A in the map. And that A happens to be associations. Associations is that fifth watchword that I want to share with you today. You have heard the adage that birds of a feather flock together. Well, there is some validity to that statement. You know, one of my dear mentors, Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, says, you are the equation of the top five people that you hang out with. Well, Psalms 133, 1 through 3 says, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the beard, the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garment as the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there, the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. So let me culminate this thing with the P in map, and that's productivity. Did you think it was going to be anything else? The sixth watchword that I'm going to share today is productivity. Learning how to maximize results in minimal time is the key to being a productive person. As people, we must learn to be productive and manage our time wisely. We are the heads of ourselves, the heads of sometimes our household, and this is not optional. So set the standard, be the standard, and live the standard for all to see. Well, let me share it with you. Genesis 1, verse 28, and it says, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have what? Dominion over it. Dominate your decade. Dominate your life. Dominate your productivity. See, the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Ooh, not convinced? 2 Corinthians, the third chapter, verses 2 and 3. It says, ye are all epistles written in our hearts. Know and read all men. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. Listen, wherever the king resides in his kingdom, the king is inside us. So wherever we go, we change the atmosphere. Where he is ruling and reigning, that is the Lord's domain. So joy, can I share this with you? Joy is an inside job. And if joy is an inside job, it is on the inside working on the outside. So if you have to go outside to enjoy, you don't have joy. Oh, come on, man. Don't play with me. I'm telling you, folks, this is good. Christ for me, man, this is good. Christ with me, oh yeah, that is better. But Christ in me, that is truly the best. So listen, following God's order allows us as people of action that exemplify the life, love, and leadership of Christ to be who we're called to be. Let me recap with you very briefly. I talked to you today from a devotional that I wrote many, many years ago, and I just felt led to give it to you on Productivity 360 right here on Bashani and Worldwide. Productivity 360 is not one-sided. It is multifaceted, and that's why it is here to bring you productivity in every area of your life. That's your faith, that's your family, that's your future, that's your finances, that's your relationship, that's your business, that's everything that concerns you. So the TOA map principle is very simple. It's transparency, it's accountability, it's organization, it's mentality, its associations in productivity. You already know. If you operate in the TOA map principle, you will find that life begins to be a little more simpler. I believe wholeheartedly that during tough times, during crisis, during pandemics and epidemics, you can find yourself wondering what in the world is going on. But I want to share with you today, I'm not concerned what in the world is going on. I'm concerned on what's on the inside that needs to come out on the outside to change my atmosphere. So no matter what you find yourself going through in this time, I challenge you to dig deep on the inside and allow what's on the inside to come out. Allow what's on the inside to help you remember what life is truly about, what matters most. And it starts on the inside of you. Because as I started this, I told you that it all starts with belief. And if you understand that, then you will recognize how important it is to follow God's order in putting it all together. My name is Dr. Vernet A. Joseph. I'm super excited to connect with you every Friday right here on Bashani Worldwide through all mobile streaming devices and our Bashani and Verkay app. If you don't know about it, go download it right now. Stop what you're doing and go check it out. Whether you're on the iPhone or the Android, make sure you get the Bashani Verkay app. Why? Because you're going to have access to unlimited streaming information that will change the trajectory of your life. I am honored to be on this network, and I look forward to connecting with you. If anything that you heard today has been a blessing, the only thing I ask you to do is share it on social media, hashtag be productive or be replaced or productivity 360. Why? Because I want to know that I'm impacting your life. If anything I said rang true to you, then hashtag it. Put it out on social and let people know what time it is. Every time you listen to Productivity 360, you're going to get a nugget that you can actually live out today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for chiming in. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for your comments. Thank you for any and every way you interact with us on Bashani and Verkay. Blessings, peace, and productivity to you today and for the rest of your life. Following God's order, putting it all together, will help you to live a productive life. Until next time, I'm Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, and you know what I always say. I want you to be innovative and be productive. But most of all, get out there, follow God's order, and put it all together. Blessings and peace.
Thank you for listening to the Productivity 360 Radio Show
with Dr. Vernet A. Joseph.
Interact with Dr. Vernet on the Productivity 360 Radio Show Facebook page.
For books, coaching, or speaking inquiries, visit livetoproduce.com.
Until next week, be productive or be replaced.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.